You are not dreaming. This is not a dream. The Phoenix Suns made the playoffs.
Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Cloud, episode number 48. Let's go.
It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nigga, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crutching on boy? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm too rams tough. Yeah. Tools lap up, my moves cram up. I'm shark bitches, ain't no who swam up.
I really don't like to be judged, you know, off of what I like to watch. He let me set it on in. I enjoy all types of television shows or movies. I listen to all types of music. A little hibbity hop, a little bit of R&B, a jazz, beep, boom, 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 right? Alternative rock. Hey, man, Three Doors Down, man. All right. I'm hibbity hop down with Three Doors Down, right? Maybe even a little country. You know, I like my chicken fried, right? I'm into Cruel Summer right now. Cruel Summer's on Hulu. And Hulu is keepable, right? Like, you know, Hulu's a platform, your streaming service, Hulu's keepable. Like, you got Netflix is just, no matter what, they're going to get their money a month. Right? Netflix was one of the heroes during the very beginning in the heart of the pandemic. Netflix was a hero. It was a savior. You know, they were winning. And I mean, like, really winning. They had some shit going on. So no matter what, Netflix is going to get their $85 right now. I don't know what I think it's like 18, maybe even 20 bucks now. Right? Netflix is going to come through. They're going to get their money. I'm going to like, take my money, Netflix. I love you. Hulu for me, I had to warm up to Hulu. I had to come in close to Hulu. I had to smell Hulu. Walk all the way around Hulu. Look Hulu up and down. All around. To make sure I was going to just give up the dollars. Now, there was a time when I decided to say, okay, yeah, I fuck with you, Hulu. Okay, you can stay. And then I decided to add on live television because, you know, I'm a guy. I like to watch sports. There's a physicality. I like the hustle, the grind, you know, the performance from elite athletes. I'm a sports guy. It's what I love, right? So I go and I get live, and that shit's expensive. That shit is something. Listen, when you're doing your budget, it's on the chopping block every month. Cause I mean, Hulu by itself, it's pretty cheap. Like, it's a little less than Netflix. It's pretty cheap, you know, and it's a streaming service that you look up and you're like, it'll grow on you. Like, okay, I'll keep it. Cause you know, they got all the, they got some of the other shows and the real reason why I keep it is cause they got all the old sitcoms on it. That's the truth. Cause every blue moon, they might have their own original content that I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll watch it. Right. But it's the old sitcoms for me, Seinfeld and Living Single, you know, Frasier, Family Matters. You know, I get down to the old sitcoms. I use them to fall asleep. It used to be porn. Now it's old 90s sitcom. Forgive me, mother, for saying it out loud. Okay, so cool. Now, what I'm getting to is, let me get a drink of my water, because I could do it. Oh, by the way, I'm Thaddeus Shade. You listen to the Seasonable Clout. I want to say thank you. It's Friday, so, you know, if you're listening to me, it's like 5 o'clock in the evening. So if you're anytime between now and 10 o'clock, you're listening to me, you really don't have a life, and it's okay. I mean, I'm kind of sad. No, it's okay. I mean, I think you're a loser. No, you're not a loser. I love you. I mean, people are out having fun now because things are opening up, but you're at home, you listen to me, or you're riding in the car, you listen to me. I thank you. But you might, never mind. Anywho, let me get my water drink in. But I use a lot of the 90s sitcoms to fall asleep. Now, before I get to my point I was going to make, at some point, one of these streaming services, not BET, because I will not purchase the BET streaming service. I won't do it. Unless it's EBT supplied, I will not do it. Unless it's government issued, I will not do it. If it don't come with a block of government cheese, I don't want my hands to even move down the pad to find the BET platform. I'm not fucking with it. That's just not what I'm going to do, right? And I think they have Martin on BET. Yuck. I need one of my heavy hitters. Hulu, Netflix, Prime, to put Martin on there, man. I need Martin on. I don't need it on Peacock, or I don't need it on any other one except one of my main guys, because none of the other platforms are going to supply me with the content you guys are going to supply me with. So please add it on. Now, as I continue, well, you get your Hulu, you got your Netflix, give them the money. You learn to love Hulu. Hulu is, you know, the stepchild that you don't know. You was married and she had kids and you had kids and everybody come together. And as the guy, you got to look at her kids, be like, fuck, I got to find. And I got to love you too. Now when I shop for food and shit, I got to buy them food too. It's more money in my pocket. You got to figure out a way to love them too. So that's how Hulu is for me. I had to figure out a way how to love Hulu. I now love Hulu, right? But then there's some streaming services where, you know, you can do without. I have Apple TV right now, and I think I'm getting it for free. But understand something. Whenever the trial runs up, or whenever they say, hey, man, you got to pay us, you can have it back.
Dear Thaddeus Shade, this is Apple TV. You now owe us $14.90.
No, I don't. You can have it back. I don't need it. I was watching The Servant. M. Night Shyamalan. I don't know if he's doing heroin, crack, or PCP. I don't know what he's doing. But he's got The Servant all wild, and I was trying to enjoy that. After I was done watching The Servant, I was like, oh, yeah, Apple TV?
Y'all can go back.
I mean, I don't even, Apple TV shows up on the my Fire, my Cube, my Amazon Cube. I see it and something about me I try to jump over. I deleted it from being seen in the row because I don't fuck with it. It's like, at this point, it's like, you know what I'm saying? If I hand a homeless man some change and he touched the back of my hand, I don't fuck with it because, you know, COVID and stuff. Plus, he's homeless, but you don't want a homeless man touching the back of your hand. It's COVID, he's homeless. Ugh, you know, I'm playing. I am Thaddeus Shade. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Right. Thank you, racist white guys. By the way, all white people are not racist. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's continue what I'm saying. So, you know, Apple TV could be done with. You could get it out of there. I don't need it no more, right? Prime. Well, Amazon Prime is just a given, right? It may be, Prime may be given the same as Netflix because of Amazon Prime. I mean, it's really for the shipping. I mean, every once in a while, Amazon comes through, and they come through with some smoke, with some fire. And that's a little bit. I watched The Boys. The Boys on Amazon, absolutely amazing. Graphic, bloody. I love it. Invincible, the animated cartoon they just dropped, just finished it. All 8 episodes. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Incredible. Dope. You got to watch it. There's another one on there I can't think of. It's really dope. Watch it. But really, Amazon Prime survives because of the shipping. That's just what it is. That's just how it is, right? So Amazon survives. The Peacock, I looked at Peacock, you know. Woo! Salvation Army, if there is a Salvation Army of streaming platforms, that's Peacock. Y'all can keep that. I am bougie when it comes to my streaming platform. Y'all keep Peacock. Y'all keep Paramount. Y'all keep CBS, BET. Y'all keep all that. It's ridiculous. And I just want to bitch about it a little bit. Because I actually, Hulu has something that I'm watching right now, which is Cruel Summer. And Cruel Summer is one of those things where, you know, you can get together. It's one of those shows where everybody can enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? And if this was like before COVID, everybody be at the, you know, everybody be at work and they'd be by the water fountain or the water jug where everybody get water and they be talking about Cruel Summer, because Cruel Summer is really good. And I mean, they really swing you left or right. You don't know who did what and what did what. It's one of those shows. So each episode, you're like, oh, that girl did it. And the next episode, you're like, I knew that mention did it. I knew that was her. She did it. She did it. She saw her. And when she was down the bench, and you know, I don't want to tell them, but I ain't going to do no spoilers. This ain't for me. Any one of them episodes where I just break everything down. This is just me talking about a show that I'm enjoying. So if you out there watching Cruel Summer, please tweet me or DM me about it, because I fucks with Cruel Summer on Hulu. And if you're not watching it, shame on you. Shame on you. And I will always love you. Moving on to music, especially. I'm a big music fan. Y'all know how I am about TVs and movies and pornographic material. I'm a massive movie fan. Right, and social media. So yeah, and I got my things. I got my vices. You know, music carries me everywhere. It carries me through the bathroom, through my workouts. Music carries me everywhere. I listen to it nonstop. J. Cole comes out. He says, "Hey, man," because J. Cole doesn't have Instagram. He drops a tweet. Says, "World, look at me. My album's coming May 14th, the off season. Man loves basketball." Hey, I love basketball too. It's my favorite sport. Man loves basketball. It's called the off season, drops May 14th. And I mean, when he dropped it, I mean, everybody went nuts for it. It was reposted, retweeted all over the place. And I mean, what does that say? I mean, when it happens, when J. Cole does that, and you know, Kendrick, Drake, these guys, when they do that, and then the internet goes nuts, what does that say? Well, it says there's a lack of, you know, artists who really, 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 really create albums, right? Albums, not singles, not a couple of records, but really try to make an album. They try to get in there and they try to put the music together, get the production together. They get the mastering right. They get the mixing right. Then they get the mastering right. They want to sound beautiful. They want to sound good in your car and your headphones. You know, they want to deliver. They want to be crisp. They want you to really love their work. The thing about that is, because as a consumer, there's only a few guys left that are not like true veteran legends. Like these guys are, these guys I would consider vets. They're not legends yet. I don't feel like they're legends yet, but they'll be there. It's not a matter of time. I just need more work, right? You know, like you get some Jay-Z, you drive a record, it's going to do whatever. You know that, but you know, the lyrics is going to be insane. That's just what it is, right? But these dudes, Lamar and Cole, and when we know Drake is, you know, he's going to drop something at least once a year, maybe a year and a half. He's going to give you something. He's going to put the mashed potatoes on the plate, and then maybe a pinky pour some gravy and then shove it to the world. He said, look, I put the mashed potatoes. I just gave you a little bit of gravy. You could do what you like with it. Right. But Cole and Lamar, you know, they're more. I don't know what these dudes be doing. I don't know if they, you know, like are like making the disc or like, I know we don't do CDs no more. I don't know, but it takes them forever to drop records. And I know they be talking about, they be putting a heart and a soul into it. And, you know, it took him 2 years, you know, to make this, or this was years in the making. He said, this album was years in the making. It's cool. I'm excited like everybody else, but I'm also like, you know, as a fan, we really be out here starving for real artists. I'm not saying what I mean, real albums. We don't, you know, you could get a stream here and a stream, single stream here, a single stream there. You know, you get somebody who got a dope record out, they featuring somebody, blah, 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 and it's hot, it's running the club or whatever. But you want album cuts. You want album records. You know what I'm saying? You want, the singles is cool, but you want some shit you know that you're going to run constantly in the ride. Or you going to listen to outside of, you know what I'm saying? Stop me out into me. Matter that, let it all in. And then I didn't have to be, to survive. Is this? Okay, I just lost my mind right there. But we really be out here starving for artists to really give us true hard work, you know, real album cuts. It ain't just the singles. We really be out here.
If you starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're gonna be like this. God damn, that's the best cracker I've ate in my life. That ain't no regular cracker, was it? What was that, a saltine? God damn, that was delicious. That wasn't no saltine, no, that was Ritz. That wasn't a Ritz. I said, God, that's the best crack I've ate in my life. Can I have another one, please? Please, one more.
That's how we be, man. That's the great Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy Raw. But that's how we be. J. Cole said he was dropping an album. We lost our minds, man. It's finally, we get our heroin back. I just want a little bit more heroin. Quicker. It's years. And I be feeling like then they get mad at the consumer. Oh man, they don't be caring about lyrics. They don't be caring about production. Everybody got the same flow and sound. Well, motherfuckers, these motherfuckers are creating music and they dropping it. So they get heard. They out here being featured on other people's records. So they get heard. The people that we truly, I'm talking, and Alex said, disrespect to nobody else. This ain't no disrespect to nobody else. This is what I'm saying. For the people that everybody truly love and can't wait to hear, take forever. And I remember, like, and I get it, you know, 2 years I'm working hard. But these same guys who are legends, like for real Hall of Famers, just dropping records once a year. I mean, there was so much competition that they wanted to get the five mics in the source. They wanted to have the hottest album. They didn't want nobody to take the shine away from them. Well, I'm not, you know, I maybe not like in that one yet. No, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, like that. They didn't want nobody to take the shine away from them. So they was working and they was putting out records once a year. It's incredible how years can go by and you don't hear nothing. And if you really think about it, when they drop something, it seems to go bye-bye quick. Because the other cats has done dropped 5 more records. I call them records because I'm old. I think in the industry they still call them records because they old vets. They probably still call them records, but the songs. I'm sorry, people. If you're 20, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 25, 30, you call them songs. I call them records, streams, whatever. I call them records. That's what OGs used to do in music. I did music in my life. I call them records. That's what I call them. I call them records. All right? But young cats is dropping music constantly. And I get it. J. Cole going to drop. He's going to go platinum in a week. Here for a month. I don't know. I don't even know if you're here for a month. It just seems like it comes and it goes. And it shouldn't be that way because my dude's an artist. He is a creator. It shouldn't be that way. But that's what it seems like. That's their fault. It's absolutely their fault. And I don't think they trip because once again, they go platinum and they could go on tour and the arenas is there and boom, boom. Well, I mean, it should be back. We should be going back to arenas soon. You know, we should be back there pretty soon. But so they go to the arenas and everything sells out and everybody's buying the tickets and they buying the merch and boom, they clean it up. And then they disappear for 2 years, 3 years. I think as a fan, you should put more pressure on them. What's up with the music? Now, I know that there's a lot of things in life that other people got to do. You got to get your businesses going. You got to, you know, you want to also, you know, get involved in other things, bringing up artists, all types of things you could do when you on top of the world. When you number one or number two or number three or number four in your lane, there's all types of opportunities. But the music is what got you there. I just feel like the fans deserve more. The fans absolutely deserve more. And then, you know, we get this quick high and the high is over because the cat's just already in our face. Like I said, then drop 20 records. We back to work. Them cats is back in the cave giving us the nappy hair and the beard and they, oh shit, they had the studio working and you get those pictures every 7 months and we be, oh, I think the album coming. And, oh, I think Kendrick about to drop and it don't be Kendrick. And you just be, mother boys be dropping records. So you can't be mad. I don't be mad anymore. I find a way. I love music, so I don't really be upset. I know what's going to happen. Cole gonna do, he gonna do what he do. The numbers gonna be there. The production gonna sound like Cole. The lyrics gonna sound like Cole, which it should. I always want artists to push themselves more. You know, to really, it's always great to hear artists on different producers' work. You can hear the influence from the producer and you can hear the artists come through and put they mayo on it, right? It's always a dope thing. But you know what the work gonna sound like, and it seems like it disappears. And like once again, I'm saying it shouldn't do that. It was never like that. Jay was featuring DMX, DMX featuring Nas, whatever it was. You just see an artist working together, and you know now you see the elites. That ain't really what the elites do. Drake work with, he be on, he featured, grabbing motherfuckers, putting them on. He be collabing. Now I know, to me, he's the McRib of hip hop, and that sounds horrible. But before I was vegan, when I eat a McRib.
If you're starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're gonna be like this. God damn, that's the best cracker I've ate in my life.
That's really how I felt about the rib.
If you're starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're gonna be like this. God damn, that's the best cracker I've ate in my life.
that's really how I feel. That's how I feel about Drake. And I hope, I mean, it's going to sound like a shot, but it's not. Like, the shit tastes good. It's the same, and it drops once a year. It tastes the same. We know exactly what it is. The McRib still tastes good. Drake's music, still good. Some of the other guys, I wish we can get a little bit more work. A little bit more work. But I'm excited to hear it. And I know everybody else is excited to hear it. We are all jumping for joy to hear Jermaine's work.
Oh my God.
We just want to hear the work.
Oh my God.
We just want to hear the work.
Came a long way, man. We just came a long way. We sitting on top of this shit. This shit can go one of two ways. This shit can go up. It can go down.
What the DJ should be doing? New J. Cole!
Hey, nigga, I'm prepared.
New J. Cole!
Feel me?
Stay the McCloud!
I be coming in peace, but fuck me. Best beware the others, this shit deep. Undercovers creep, this southern heat make unbearable summers just last week. Seen your mama weep, crying cause she don't wanna bury your brother. The blood leaks, why the EMTs gotta carry her baby like surrogate mothers. Whoa, thank God we survived. Around with a terrorist hover, though traumatized. Wouldn't trade it for nothing through hard times. It was there I discovered a hustle and making the best out of struggle. I kept grinding to the stay up a level, respect mine. Gotta stay out of trouble cause tech nines like the air I rebuttal. Cold world niggas knowing what it is. Just in case they don't, I show them what it is. In summer I do real numbers, couldn't dare touch it if they sold a double disc. Black hot niggas burning up the street. Shots popping and we heard it up the street. It's a war, niggas running up the score. Jesus said that you should turn the other cheek. Once this niggas getting murdered every week. Dead bodies smell the odor in the street. My homie got out on parole. He's on my Coca-Cola than the soda industry. Summertime bring the coldest when the breeze. Hella blues like the rolling 60s. Christ went to heaven age 33 and so did Pepsi and so did Nipsey. I told you this shit can go up, it can go down. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I done seen the highest heights. I done seen it twice, and I seen the lowest of the lows, and still I rose. Now I'm at your neck, nigga. Yeah.
Well, that last line, man. Jesus, Pimp C, Nipsey. I think it was the age of 33. He said, that's what I'm talking about, man. I be, you know what I'm saying?
If you're starving, yeah. Somebody throw you a cracker, you're going to be like this. God damn, that's been cracker day in my life.
You feel me? My man gave us potent work, that potent line right there. We don't get that for 2 years, 3 years, year and a half. And you only get it from his album. It's like, you just wish there was more feature work. I remember at one point, Eminem only dealt with his own camp. And he only did his own production. If it came from him, it came from Dre. Maybe it came from, I forgot one of the ones from D12. He could produce his ass off too, but I can't remember. And then like all of a sudden, the album that I really love, Recovery. Like I think it's one of his best. Where I think it's like you could go Marshall Mathers and then you could go Recovery. Because Recovery was just great work. Yeah, like Just Blaze on there. Just new producers on there. And M sounded great. I mean, he sounded great on other people's work. Rapid Flow, Pace Flow. Yeah, Recovery is an amazing album. And it was, he stepped out and he worked with other people and started getting features. And in feature, you know, he featured on other people's work. But I'm just saying, like, you be wanting to hear these guys on other people's work more. The game needs it. As a consumer, I need it. As a fan, we need it. You just wish it was more, right? I mean,
right? Damn.
If you're starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're going to be like this. God damn, that's been cracker that ain't my life. That ain't no regular cracker, was it? What was that, a saltine? God damn.
I would like to remind you of how poor you really are. I would like to remind you right now how poor you really are. And you are this poor. All right. Tom Brady drops $6 million on a 77-foot yacht. Now, I'm pretty sure there's billionaires out there saying, oh, I just don't think TB does this if he's up in the place where you can't be happy at. When nobody smiles at all, you know, the place where you can't smile. You just play football or you get kicked off the team. Nobody's happy. You just win Super Bowls and championships. That's the only time. Listen, you play football. And then that's it, championship. And then boom, you can smile. Don't smile too. Don't smile too much. And as soon as all the ceremony is over, you got to go back to being unhappy and miserable. You're already in New England. It's cold as a motherfucker. Can't smile until you get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. Now you see Tom Brady down in Florida. I mean, my man, I'm pretty sure he got some Gucci loafers now. You know what I'm saying? A Gucci robe. His missus walking around in Gucci. The kids got on Gucci. Everybody Gucci'd up from head to toe. He down there stunned. He just bought him a 77-foot yacht. He down there fly. He down there stunned. He said, man, I ain't been this happy in 20. I don't even know how long Tom Brady been. Close to 20 years yet? The motherfucker 76 still throwing touchdowns. You think I'm happy about him beating Mahomes? You think I'm happy about this shit? I'm not happy about that shit, but it is nice to see Tom Brady happy. Throwing Super Bowl trophies to his boys on other boats. It's nice to see TB smile. I bet you he's funny. Now, I know he likes Trump, and that's not funny, but I bet you he's got a joke or two. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh shit, Tom Brady's funny. He's pretty cool, man. But you watch him in New England, it's almost like he had a shot collar up his ass. You know what I'm saying? And Belichick was, as soon as you about to crack a joke, he said, how many people you take to screw in the light bulb? And then Belichick hit the button. And Tom Brady be like, win Super Bowls. And that was the end of the press conference. Yeah, you see, it was white man, the Mexican man, and the black man. This Tom Brady telling joke. It's a white man, Mexican man, black man, all walking to a barbershop in Chicago, and all of a sudden, Belichick hit the shot collar, his ass. Tom Brady stopped, say Super Bowl, got to win. He walk off. That's the end of the press conference. TB happy.
If you starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're going to be like this. God damn, that's been cracker that ain't my life.
Tom Brady, he was starving for happiness. We really poor out here. Now, you may not want a 77-foot yacht. I'm hoping by 47 I'll be able to get me a 77-foot yacht. I ain't even going to lie to you. And I'm at 40. You better hope. Y'all better hope and y'all better pray that I'm married and I got some kids. Because if I'm 47... and I got that 77-foot yacht, from the age of 21 to 25, it ain't gonna be nothing but badass, you know what's all on the 77-foot yacht, just titties and ass, just jello, syrup, chocolate syrup, Ciroc, I think they like tequila, is that Casamiga, I don't know what champagne gonna be popping by then, but some type of champagne. And just 150 bad titties and ass women just all on the 77-foot yacht, because I paid $6 million for it. Probably going to be more than that by that time, so I paid $7.5 million for it, and it's going to be a lot of bad be is all across, and they just gonna be touching me on all my special areas, and they'll be rubbing my head, say, "Oh, you so bald and old." And I'm like, "Here go another 100,000, baby. You go ahead, touch shade where you need to touch him." That is how poor we are. 6 million on a 77-foot yacht. Listen, I got enough to. I'm vegan, and some of my meals, I scratch my chest about them. You know what I'm saying? I be in Whole Foods like, guess I go get a salad. Won't be no fake orange chicken tonight. I second guess my own eating habits at the price. And my man's went out there and got a 77-foot yacht. Because he happy. There's a scene in Boys in the Hood where Cuba Gooding Jr., I think it's after Ricky dies, he's coming back and he's just in Nia Long's crib. These are the actual names. I don't remember the actual name. They're the actual names of the characters, but these are the actors' names. Nia Long and Cuba Gooding comes back at the crib and he's like mad and he's swinging at the air. That is Bill Belichick. Once he read that Tom Brady balled a 77-foot yacht, I'm pretty sure he tried to pick up the phone or he probably hit that shot collar and Tom Brady said, motherfucker, it's not in my ass no more. And then what he went and got his Gucci loafers and he went on the 70-foot yacht. And he was off into the ocean. I'm pretty sure before you get on the boat, you got to be vaccinated. But he did, because that's just a proper protocol. And that's what I got told. I got some rich friend. They told me the proper protocol, you want to get on the 77-foot yacht, you got to be vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you got to evade taxes a little bit. You got to be able to deduct taxes a little bit. The SBA loans you get. Let me shut up. But that's dope to see, man. I'm happy for Tom Brady because he's a GOAT. He's the GOAT. I said it. He's the GOAT. Mahomes will be on his ass when it's all said and done. But TB is the GOAT. Listen, I got kind of deep with y'all for the start of this. This all right, right? We've been doing all right today. And by the way, when I was talking about J. Cole and all that stuff, I was talking about these young cats. I love these young cats, right? I love, like, some of the records I just love. But I love the way they keep hip-hop in front of everybody's faces. That's why we're so influential. One of the reasons why we're so influential, fashion, all these things like that, because hip hop is just what it is. You see the TikToks, that's hip hop influence, the dancers. It's all my black people, man. That's what we do, right? I fucks with this. I just wanna fuck you, then I'm gone. I do not miss you. Ryan Lucci. I don't know how it happened. Well, me and Ryan Lucci got to be equal to, you know, me waking up to a 400-pound woman named Roseanne. I don't know how it happened, but I did it. And listen. I just want to fuck you, then I'm gone. I do not miss you. Bitch, stop saying we together. I am not with you. Baby, let me hit you from the side. I would not kiss you. Beating doonies down on South Beach. This time it was not breaking. I can make you laugh, man. That's crazy because when you look. You could just tell the production wise, you could tell from J. Cole production, somebody who's about to rap on that, because they can actually rap. They can spitty spit spit. They can slobber on that motherfucker. Right? And then you hear Ryan Lucci. I just wanna fuck you, then I'm gone. I do not miss you. Bitch, stop saying we together. I am not with you. And it's funny because my man's still saying clever rhymes. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just good. You could ride to it, bump out to it, you know what I'm saying? Feel a certain way on it. You know what I'm saying? Now, it ain't going to be nothing you can cash at the bank, but this is some shit that I definitely can go to the gas station and have my beat bumping. I'm putting the pump in the tank, and I done put 10 on 6, and I'm put the pump in there, and my shit's still knocking because I don't turn my engine off because I'm ignorant black, and I like my shit to base out. So white people be like, see, that's why we be shooting y'all. And then I like to do it like that. I just want to fuck you, then I'm gone. I do not miss you. Bitch, stop saying we together. I am not with you. Baby, let me hit you from the side. I would not kiss you. Beating doonies down on South Beach. This time it was not breaking. I can make you laugh, man. I can make you laugh when I talk, but it do not tickle. Bitch, I am the coochie. Bitch, I am the coochie.
Gucci man, you better ask about me. Have my pill head knock you off, he be Addy popping. I make a bitch at the place, he be Addy dropping. I just hit the mall with Y and Q, he be Bally shopping. Bitch ask me who that at the door, that's my daddy knocking.
Seasonable clout, that ain't shame. Why in? Why in, Luch? Y'all know what it is. Somebody hand me my motherfucking coffee.
You are not dreaming. This is not a dream. The Phoenix Suns made the playoffs.
Yeah, man, they really did it. I mean, they really did it. They really did it. The Phoenix Suns, man. We ain't seen this type. We ain't felt this type of joy down here in Phoenix, Arizona, in a long time. We talking Nash and Stoudemire. We talking Nash, Stoudemire, Bell, and the Matrix, and then D'Antoni. That's the last time. That's why I feel like Phoenix was on this type of high. Shit, that's a hell of a combo. Hell, that's fish and fries. That's catfish and fries. That's catfish, red beans, and rice. That's a hell of a combo. That's catfish, red beans, and rice, and Kool-Aid. That's a hell of a combo. Shit. Nah, Stoudemire, D'Antoni, Bell, Matrix. That's a hell of a combo. Shit. Now, I don't know if they beat number one. Well, it's possible because, I mean, honestly, man, I mean, if you're the Lakers got injured, but if the Lakers was the Lakers anyway, I look at the Lakers how I used to look at the Spurs. Spurs, they never have to be number one in the city. Nobody wants to play the Spurs. When it was Duncan, Ginobili, Parker, Popovich, Bowen, Kawhi, they didn't want to play. They didn't care about what seed it was. Same thing with the Lakers when it was Shaq, Kobe, and the boys. It was Paul Gasol and Kobe. The seed didn't matter. And it's the same thing with LeBron and AD. It doesn't matter for them. If they were healthy, they'd be like fourth, whatever. It don't matter. They're a nightmare. You don't want to play them because you just know. Veterans just have a way of winning and closing out games, man. Closing out and winning games. This is what they do, right? So then you look over at Phoenix. I got a young squad with, shit, arguably the best leader you've probably, I mean, he's up there. Best leader you've got a chance to lay your eyes on, Chris Paul, right? And you got Devin Booker, who's trying to finally get the recognition that he deserves. And here's this, he got a real shot to prove it. But I'm excited for him. There's two teams I hope they don't have to see. It's three, but I don't think they have to worry about the other one. But I hope they don't have to see Curry and them boys. Cause y'all know how I feel about Steffi. Oh, Steffi. And I am the only black man currently buying Steph Curry shoes, but it's Steffi from 40 feet. He just pulling up. But I hope they don't got to see the Warriors because Curry's been on a tear, and I hope they don't have to see LA because LA's falling back. I think they're at the seventh right now, and you know, there's a potential of them be at the eighth seed. You just don't want to see them. First round, you don't want to see LA, even though they're rusty and they ain't got their chemistry back yet. You just don't want to deal with it. This is a true fact. likes hand jobs, but that's not really important for y'all to know.
If you starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're going to be like this. God damn, that's the best cracker I've ever eaten in my life. That ain't no regular cracker, was it? What was that, a saltine? God damn.
I'm going to end this with this, because like, I like coming on, doing my shit and talking my shit and Instagram. So it's a couple things anyway. So Instagram has a magazine. I don't know if y'all know this, but they have a magazine now and it's called Instagram. Oh, it's called Instagram Insider. Instagram Insider is filled with a bunch of very famous influencers and stories. And they, you know, you can read about their influences. And it's really dope of Instagram, right? They got their own magazine. Their own magazine. It's very exciting to read. Instagram, it just won't die. They'll never go anywhere. I think they'll be there forever, right? As far as that algorithm, which I hate using that word. I really hate using it because I'm not that smart. But if you're around a bunch of potheads and they're smoking and you say, yeah, man, you know, just that fucking Instagram algorithm, everybody's going to be like, damn, that dude's smart. Dude, that dude right there, dude, that dude's hella smart, dude. He's like hella smart, dude. Did you hear him just talk about algorithms? I don't even know what the fuck that shit is, bro. The fuck is an algorithm, you know? I don't fucking know, dude. But you makes people sound really smart. And it's, you know, I hate the word. It's fake. I mean, it's real, but it, you know, fuck it. Everybody uses it to sound smart. All right. Anyway, so some of the things that I dislike about the algorithm, of course, and there's no way to really beat it. We've talked about this. I've talked about this multiple times. There's really no way to beat it. You just try to grab the best boat, paddle, surfboard, waveboard, whatever the hell you can, and try to survive the algorithm tidal wave. And the better the boat and the gear you got on, the more likely you'll get farther. Right. And I think the key to a lot of this shit is just using everything that they offer. I know I've read about that, but using everything they offer. If you can get an IGTV, make an IGTV. It's better for you to use Reels to make a reel from their platform other than loading up a video or a video from TikTok and put it on there. It's better for you to create from their platform. You'll get more engagement. The stories, you know, using more shareable stories, the same thing of posting more shareable stuff. Those are the things that help you, you know, kind of survive the algorithm tidal wave, which is, you know, just to keep you in a box and make you miserable as a business. Or as an influencer who is trying to, you know, make money off of the platform. And once again, I'm going to tell you, anybody that asks me, you can make money from your platform. You can make money from your Instagram platform. Even if you don't have thousands of dollars for ad marketing, you can make money from it. And they're all in that platform is designed now to make you buy ads, but you can steal and absolutely win, you know, from, the platform. And you know, it's very important, right? This is very important. I mentioned this before when I was really, you know, kind of in depth about Instagram, maybe about 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes back. A big thing you could do is a simple thing, but it's a big thing. I felt like I need to retell folks because people was they asked me questions. You know, I build social media pages, like I increase the followings and, you know, I make them look active in their community, you know, by liking and stuff. I'm a guru, right? I figure myself a fucking guru. That's what I do, right? One of the big things you could do, you know, you could get on there. I go to a page that you know where
They may get a nice amount of likes. Not like thousands of fucking likes. They ain't gonna get fucking thousands of them, but they got a good amount of likes, and you know they're pretty popular wherever you stay at, right? And no, you could just go on there and try to follow 50 to 100 people a day. Go to their latest post. You always want to go to the latest post. You know, you want to get somebody who's posted within the last 3 or 4 days. But if they posted that day and they got some numbers, perfection. Get on there, follow, go straight to the likes, click on the likes, say, okay, it's time to go to work. You want to do 50 to 100 a day. I guarantee you within 3 days, your numbers will be looking fantastic. Your engagement, your likes and stuff will have jumped up. Don't go to the shade room or nothing like that, because that shit's in, like, you'll be mixed in there with a lot of real people, but you also be mixed in there with a lot of fake pages and bots and all types of shit like that, right? So, but you want to find somebody like myself who's real, who looks like Michael B in very low light. You want to find somebody like myself and go to their page and go to the likes, 50 to 100 a day. You want to make sure that you're paying attention to what your insights are saying, how many followers you done got. And you also, and some people have this option, some people don't. There's an option that shows you who you least interacted with, or I forgot what the other it says in there, but you have the option to kind of see that. If you don't, you're going to need to get an app. Now, if you have a big following, if you have over like 20,000, these apps will not work for you. You have over 20,000 followers, or you're following, it's probably over like 2,000, 3,000. If you're following more than that, the apps won't work for you. Instagram will shut you down. It just won't work. But if you're under those numbers and you're just trying to grow from scratch, or you're, you know, in a couple thousand as far as following people, maybe, you know, under a couple thousand. Well, if you have like a couple thousand followers, maybe up to like 5,000 followers and down, apps will work for you. If you're following more than like 2,000, you're probably pretty much screwed in trying to unfollow those people who haven't followed you back. But you can use the app to kind of to still kind of see. There's apps, a lot of apps out there. You just want to see who's not following you back, unfollow them, and then repeat that process nonstop, and you will fucking grow your fucking business easy. Fucking easy, bro. You will fucking grow your business. Now, last thing I'll get to as I exit out of here. Some of us look to the sky to see the birds. Some of us look to the sky to see Superman. Some of us look to the sky to see the sky. Is it blue? Is it gray? What's the sunset like? What's the sunrise like? Some of us look to the sky to pray. Dear Lord, I fucked Sharon last night. I hope I don't get the media. Oh, I hope I don't get the media. And then some of us pray to Jesus. Ah, Jesus, you know, look to the sky for the stars and the moon. You know, Milky Way, the moon where Transformers live on it, on the dark side of it. You know, we look to the sky, but now we look into the sky to see if a 10-story, 23-ton rocket that is Chinese made is going to fall on our heads this weekend. And I would like to know, for the people who are once again at the crib, who don't really have a life, you may be the elite, you're not that, we're not doing nothing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, who find themselves listening to me for some entertainment, you can hit me up and tell me, you know, did you see anything? Because they don't know where it's going to land. All these scientists, I think about Armageddon. You got scientists thinking shit up and scientists behind them thinking shit up. And I'm like, nobody knows where it's going to land. And so they have like this big ass fucking trajectory. It goes from like New York and then some other motherfucker and then Beijing and down. Anybody in that radius? Good luck. Out walking your dog. Here comes a piece of a rocket. The question is, if I get hit with like a bolt or a nut or something like that, can I sue anybody? Because I'll take a nut or a bolt from a rocket so I can get $100 million. I'm just saying, can I sue?
Can I make some money off taking a bullet to the ass or a bolt to the ass? That's the most important thing. I mean, my mom used to get mad at me when if I took the car out. She'd say, hey, I don't mind you using the car. Just put the gas back where you got it or put some gas back in it. Right. And, you know, did I ever listen? Did I fuck it up a lot? Yes. It was like, if it was 100% of the fuck ups, I was fucking up damn near 98% of the time by not putting gas back in the vehicle. And she'd be like, it's so irresponsible of you. I get up to go to work. Ain't no gas in the car. It's irresponsible of you. But when you think about the size and the massiveness of like China, you think about the space station, everybody got their own, you know, spot up in space. Everybody done mapped out the area. This is my area. This is the United States. Don't come over here. This is my area. I didn't get mapped off space. Aliens ain't even got no space up there because we didn't, us humans, and mapped off everything. Don't come over here. Green guy, this is my space. I done paid good money for this. I pay $100 million a year for this space. This is my space in space. This is my space in space. You know, I don't want no stars in my space. I don't want no rockets, no Armageddon rockets. No, I don't want nothing in my space. This is my space. But, so it's like this thing where everybody has their own space up there and everybody's supposed to be really responsible. This is, when you space, we just, to outer space, man. How do you forget about the big rocket that took you to outer space? How do you forget about the big rocket that takes you up in the air? How do you say, ooh, that was a good takeoff? Everybody clapping out. Oh. Oh, shit. Everybody clapping. It's a good takeoff. Woo, we did it. Somebody say, hey, boss, I may have made a mistake. It's a slight mistake. Is everybody like, it is, they stop. What do you mean a mistake? Well, I forgot to hit the button that's going to put the rocket in the ocean. They say, what'd you say? You forgot to hit the button that's supposed to put the rocket in the ocean. He said, yeah, when we was taking off, my baby mama texted me. Talk about child support shit. I forgot to hit the button. And now that the rocket is up in the sky, I didn't hit the button to put it in the ocean. I don't know where it's gonna go. Do y'all know where it's gonna go? Everybody was like, shit, I don't know. I guess we gotta do the math on it. And then they did the math, and everybody across all the smart minds in the world said, we don't know where it's gonna go. They say some of it's supposed to burn up, but there'll still be large chunks to hit the earth. Now, there's a teacher of mine who was very mean to me. He lives in Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know his exact address, but if there's the satellite guys or the rocket guys and they want to happen to send a little piece to her crib, I don't want her to die. But if y'all can fuck her shit up, rocket guys, I really would appreciate that. Now, I am Thaddeus Shade. You listen to Seasonable Clout. You can find me on Instagram at Thaddeus.Shade. And you can also find me on Twitter at ThadShade with 2 Ds and on Facebook at ThadShade with 1 D. Why I didn't make everything the same? I don't know. But I want to thank everybody for listening on this Friday. What is it? The 7th of May, 2021. And check out the iNerds.com. Make sure you go down there and check out my Amazon store. Make sure you go down there, use that discount code for the coldest water bottle. That's my bottle. That bad boy cold, man. That bad boy saved my life. I take that motherfucker water bottle everywhere with me. I don't fucking play, motherfucker. I take that bottle with me everywhere, motherfucker. I don't play about that motherfucker shit. Every motherfucker bottle, nigga. Take that motherfucker everywhere with me. But make sure you subscribe, rate, send it to your friends, send it to your uncle. And thank you for listening to Seasonable Clout with Thaddeus Shade. Oh, shit. Sorry about that, y'all. Hold on. I got it. Here we go. Bye-bye. Oh, shit. We still going? I fucked up still? Okay. Bye-bye.
It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Huh. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crutching on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm two rams tough. Yeah. Tools lap up, my moves cram up. Huh? I'm shark bitches, ain't no who swam up. Nah. I see you niggas, yeah, my blue lamps up. On high. I like a clear picture for shady moves. I catch him slipping, leave a nigga head spinning like lazy soup. Can't have looking while I'm cooking, been winning, we can't be new. In the trap looking like daddy's daycare, them babies move. Always pay attention, never get broke when it come to knowledge. Open your eyes, shit so symbolic. Yeah, that there is a challenge, let's just be honest. It's easy to prepare for cuts, throws, and problems. Let me give you game, most of the champs are sore losers. Straight face niggas, no time for your humor. Your rule is swarm rulers, pull a core sooner. Give life born through its corn junior, nigga, corn junior. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself, I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Pussy.